A suicide bomber hits Kazakhstan. Christians gear up to help flood victims in the U.S. And a missions group wins a prestigious award. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A suicide bomber wounded two bystanders in the Kazakh city of Aktobe when he blew himself up. However, Kazakhstan officials say the explosion wasn't linked to Islamic terrorism. Slavic Gospel Association supports work in the country. SGA's Joel Griffith says,
from what we're able to gather, this is the first time that's happened in the history of Kazakhstan's modern history, I should put it that way. And apparently this bomber walked in to the Kazakhstan's version of the KGB, or internal security, and detonated this explosive.
Some say officials were too quick to say the attack had no connection to Islamic terrorism. Griffith isn't sure either way, but is praying that Christians would be wise in how they handle it.
Their view and their actual practice has been to be very low-key about things like this, obviously urging prayer, reconciliation, taking whatever opportunity they can have for the gospel through this.
Pray the government won't use the situation to make more cuts to religious freedom. Meanwhile, Louisiana is facing what are being called historic levels of water. Residents are bracing themselves for flooding. Baptist Press reports crews of Southern Baptists have started transporting the valuables of the elderly to storage in Mississippi. Community leaders believe levees will hold but are encouraging people to be prepared. Baptists say the concerns have unified the community. Pray for opportunities to share Christ's love and for safety as well. You're listening to Mission Network News. If you could keep thousands of infants from dying, would you do it? Paul Darzalek of Living Water International says countless infants die from easily prevented diseases.
Diarrhea, which we think of as an inconvenience in our world, it's one of the world's biggest killers. Pneumonia and diarrhea together account for 40% of all infant death.
The thing is, both can be prevented with a scrub of a hand.
Just hand washing with soap at critical times can reduce incidence of diarrhea by 40%.
Without clean drinking water or proper education on hygiene, though, mothers can't know how to best care for their kids. Living Water is partnering with these moms through their Choose Life campaign to teach them and their children about hygiene practices and give them clean water and to equip them with oral rehydration solution. As relationships are built in the long-term campaign, opportunities abound to share Christ. Help save lives via our website. Next, National Geographic. When I say that, do you think of pictures, travel, and adventure? You may have that same thought once you've seen Team Horizon, the Evangelical Alliance Missions magazine. Team Horizons just received the Evangelical Press Association's 2011 Award of Excellence. Team's Mike Cochran says while the award is a great honor, that's not why they publish it.
The reason that we publish it is not to just give pretty pictures. We want to move people to action.
Team Horizons is a 98-page photojournalistic media suite of God's work around the world. Cochran says the next issue, Japan.
Our photographer and media manager are both in Japan even as we speak, gathering the story of what has been done in relief and how the funds that have been contributed are being used. And I can guarantee you that you will see some pictures and hear some stories that will be unique. You won't find them anywhere else.
Get your free subscription at the link at our website. And birthdays, anniversaries, and showers are joyous times for friends and families to gather in love and gift-giving. But for some, celebrating with gifts or even much hope is impossible. Bright Hope International has developed a way for the poorest of the poor to share in your happy milestones. Through Celebrations of Hope, you can have friends and family make donations to Bright Hope on special occasions to provide sustenance in the hope of Christ. Learn more at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett Ministries is offering you a book, Praying for Your Family. Through this book, you can learn foundational principles and biblical truths that will help you pray for your unsaved family members, your first mission field. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.